Best Heirloom Wooden Games Ranked 2026. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Skip Heirloom Edition compendiums that disclose veneers handsome but not built to outlive you. Let me start by naming the con. Marketing departments have looted the word heirloom and left it hollow. An heirloom is not a thing that photographs well on a shelf or costs enough to feel like an investment. It's a thing that gets dropped, scratched, spilled on, and survives that your grandchild can sand back to life without finding cardboard underneath. That entire test lives or dies on one choice. Solid wood or a cosmetic veneer over fiberboard. Here's the tell that matters. Solid hardwood, walnut, maple, oak, cherry, ebony, boxwood can be sanded and re-oiled essentially forever. You go below the scratch surface and the material is unchanged. A veneer is a sheet of real wood, often thinner than a human hair, glued to MDF or particle board. Sand it twice and you're into the brown chalk underneath. Veneer is not a scam. Fine instruments and pianos use it deliberately and it makes gorgeous pieces, but it lasts a generation, maybe two, and then it's landfill. By the refinishing test, it's not heirloom, and any box that claims otherwise is selling you a costume. So I went looking for the games that earn the word honestly, and the ones using it as camouflage. I read the maker spec lines because the transparent ones tell you Manipulo sells replica wood right next to real walnut. WS Game Company admits their veneers without flinching. I checked against the woodworkers on r/boardgames and the collectors who have kept their sets across their own kids, who stress tested them without breaking a piece. I separated the cold specs from the marketing theater. What follows is 10 real makers across the classics, chess, backgammon, cribbage, and the rest of the canon, ranked for which ones build craft and which ones build hype. Every price, every material, every claim gets tested against the one question that actually matters: will it refinish? One disclosure up front: we sell nothing, take no cuts, have zero financial reason to steer you except that accuracy is how trust works. When I tell you a $44 cribbage board beats a $300 veneer cabinet, I'm not being paid to say it. I'm just reading the wood. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a wooden game an heirloom, and what's just costume? Strip away the brochure language and an heirloom game comes down to four hard criteria, in descending order of importance. 1. Solid hardwood, not veneer over MDF. This is non-negotiable and it's where most of the fakes get caught. Solid walnut, maple, oak, cherry, ebony, or boxwood can be sanded and refinished many times across decades. Go below the scratch surface and the material is unchanged. A veneer is a slice of real wood, frequently thinner than a millimeter, laminated to a medium-density fiberboard or particle board core. The furniture world is candid about the trade-off. Solid wood routinely becomes a family heirloom passed down through generations, while veneer typically lasts 10 to 20 years, cannot be meaningfully refinished, and is more vulnerable to moisture. Heavy sanding breaks through the veneer and exposes the substrate. A game board you cannot refinish is, by definition, not built to be handed down, it's built to be replaced. The reason this matters for asterisk games more than furniture: games get handled, every move drags a piece across the surface. Decades of that wears a finish and only solid stock lets you bring it back. 2. Real joinery and construction. Skilled traditional joinery, dovetails, floating panels, breadboard ends, balanced glue-ups, is what lets solid wood move with the seasons without cracking. And it's labor-intensive in a way that can't be rushed. On a quality board you can often asterisk see asterisk it. A dovetailed peg drawer, a mitered frame with tight corners and inlaid track set flush into the surface, pressed seams, visible staples, and a suspiciously perfect wood grain that repeats are the opposite tells. 3. Playing pieces that match the board's ambition. A solid wood board with hollow plastic pieces is a split decision. The gold standard is pieces in the same league as the surface: weighted hand-carved chessmen with billiard cloth bases, olive wood backgammon checkers, glass or hardwood marbles. Resin and plastic aren't disqualifying on a budget pick, but they cap how far a set can climb. 4. A finish that can be maintained, not a sealed shell. Hand-rubbed oil finishes, tung, linseed, Danish oil, and wax soak into the wood and can be reapplied forever, exactly what you want on a generational object. A thick polyurethane or lacquer shell looks great on day one and is far harder to repair when it eventually chips or clouds. Many of the best independent makers explicitly use oil for this reason. Everything else, the engraving, the felt line storage, the brass corners, is finished carpentry that's nice to have but tells you nothing about whether the thing survives your grandchildren. Judge the bones first. The word heirloom on a box is a marketing claim, not a material. I've seen heirloom edition on a set whose own listing reads tiger maple and rosewood veneers and pieces made of smooth resin. That can be a lovely object. It is not, by the refinishing test, an heirloom. Read the spec line, not the product name. The honest makers disclose veneer right there. The fingernail and edge test in a store look at the board's asterisk edge asterisk. Not its face. Solid wood shows continuous grain wrapping around the corner. Veneer shows a thin top layer with a different core beneath, sometimes a visible seam. Press a fingernail into an inconspicuous spot, solid hardwood resists. A fiberboard core gives slightly. and a grain pattern that repeats across the surface is printed, not grown. Solid wood versus veneer versus replica wood. How do you actually tell the difference? This is the section that will save you the most money and heartbreak, so let me get concrete, because makers use three distinct things and only one of them is heirloom grade. Solid wood is boards of the actual species, milled and joined. On a game board, that means the play surface, the frame, and ideally the pieces are all real hardwood you could plane down to bare stock. This is the only construction that satisfies the refinishing test. Independent makers who use it tend to say so plainly and proudly. Solid walnut hardwood with pale maple tracks, Heartwood Creations, hard maple and black walnut wood squares, the Amish shops via Amish Toy Box, solid oak, Wenjard Woods Chinese checkers. Veneer is a thin slice of real wood, genuine walnut or maple, but often under a millimeter, glued to an MDF or plywood core. Critically, veneer is not a scam. It's a legitimate, often asterisk superior asterisk choice for large flat panels because a veneer bonded to a stable core resists the seasonal warping that wide solid panels are prone to. Fine instruments and high-end furniture use it deliberately. The catch for heirloom purposes is singular and decisive. You can't refinish it. It can be very lightly sanded once or twice at most before you break through to the substrate. WS Game Company's compendiums use rosewood and tiger maple veneers on a solid walnut cabinet, and to their genuine credit, they print that word right on the listing. It's a beautiful object that will not survive being sanded back in 40 years. Replica wood slash wood effect is the one to actually watch because it's the most dressed up. This is an asterisk printed wood grain surface, a photographic laminate of walnut, not a slice of walnut. But it is the furthest thing from an heirloom, and the words replica and effect are doing a lot of quiet work in those product names. How to tell them apart in the wild? Check the asterisk edges and corners. Asterisk first, solid wood wraps continuous grain around the corner. Veneer reveals a thin layer over a different looking core. Printed replica often has a grain pattern that repeats or that doesn't line up at the seams the way grown wood would. Sand and refinish capability is the ultimate test, but you can't do that in a store, so weight, edge, grain, and the maker's own spec language are your tools. And here's the meta tell, honest makers tell you. If a listing won't say solid, assume it isn't. Veneer isn't the enemy, pretending is don't reflexively reject veneer. A veneered board over a stable core can stay flatter than a wide solid panel, and a solid walnut cabinet with a veneered asterisk playing surface is a reasonable engineering compromise. The line I draw is honesty plus refinishability. Buy veneer with open eyes for looks and stability, buy solid when you intend to hand it down. Carom is the honest exception. Tournament Carom boards intentionally use a plywood or Baltic birch asterisk playing surface for the dead flat fast glide inside a solid hardwood frame. That's not cheating a glued-up solid panel that wide would cup and ruin the game. Here, ply surface plus solid frame is the correct heirloom build, not a downgrade. What's the best heirloom wooden game overall and the best chess set? Best overall, a solid maple and walnut chess checkers board from an Amish or Mennonite shop. If I get one pick that has to do everything, play two of the most played games on Earth, survive children and refinish forever. It's a solid hardwood board from the Holmes County, Ohio / Shipshewana, Indiana woodworking tradition sold through Amish Toy Box, Wenjard Wood and Neighbors. There is no veneer anywhere in the description. It is solid stock with traditional joinery, and that's precisely why it wins. It's not the flashiest object here, a luxury cabinet compendium photographs better, but it is the one most likely to be on a grandchild's table in 2080, sanded and re-oiled and good as new. That is the entire definition of the category met cleanly. Best chess. A genuine ebony and boxwood Stanton set with hand-carved knights. Chess is where heirloom craft reaches its peak, and where the veneer v solid question gets joined by a second one. Real ebony versus ebonized asterisk stained boxwood. The genuine article is a set like the chess store's 1849 heirloom Stanton ebony and antique boxwood, an exact replica of the original Jack's London chessmen, each piece lathe turned one at a time and the knights hand-carved by skilled craftsmen. These are the sets Chess Forum veterans report owning for 25 plus years across their kids and their kids' friends with no cracks or breakage. The honest step down is ebonized boxwood. Boxwood stained black to mimic ebony at a far lower price, still solid wood, still hand carvable, just not the rare timber. That's a legitimate heirloom. What you want to avoid in chess isn't ebonized boxwood, it's hollow, unweighted pieces and a board that won't name its construction. The distinction I'd burn into your memory. Ebonized is an honest, well-priced asterisk finish on solid wood. Veneer is a construction that caps the object's lifespan. The first is fine for an heirloom, the second isn't. Ebonized and boxwood Stanton chessmen on a USA walnut maple heirloom board collectors, keep these for decades. Chesscom forum members repeatedly describe quality wood sets as heirlooms grandchildren will keep, with one reporting a weighted wooden set used for 25-plus years by himself, his sons, and their friends with no cracks or broken pieces. That longevity is the whole point, and it only happens with solid weighted pieces. Ebonized boxwood is the smart money chess buy if genuine ebony is out of budget. Ebonized stained boxwood gives you the black contrast on solid hand-carvable wood for a fraction of the price. It's not a compromise on heirloom status, it's a compromise on rare timber bragging rights. Spend the savings on a thicker weighted piece set instead. What's the best heirloom backgammon set and the best cribbage board? Best backgammon, a solid walnut Manipulos set with olive wood checkers handmade in Greece with one large asterisk. Manipulos has been handcrafting in Greece since 1970 and their genuine solid sets are gorgeous, walnut and wenge oak mahogany boards with checkers turned from Greek olive root, each one's grain unique. A 19-inch solid set with olive wood chips is a true generational object. Olive root is dense, beautifully figured, and ages well. Those are not solid wood. Replica means a photographic laminate. Effect means the same idea dressed up. Their fine asterisk playing sets in Manipulos is admirably honest in the spec text, but if you want the heirloom, you must buy the one that says solid walnut with olive wood checkers, not replica or effect. Bello Games New York is the other serious name here. Their luxury Italian sets use briar, elm, mahogany, and burl with genuine leather and suede interiors. Beautiful though burl is frequently presented as a veneered face, so confirm before you call it solid. For a pure play heirloom on a budget, a Wood Expressions WE Games solid wood folding board is the dependable middle. Best cribbage, a solid walnut board from a named American shop. Cribbage is the sweet spot of this entire category, small enough that solid hardwood is cheap, simple enough that the craft shows. That is heirloom craftsmanship at an almost unreasonable price. Wood Expressions WE Games make a classic cribbage set in the USA of solid walnut wood from SFI certified American hardwood with metal pegs and a sliding cover storage well. Another honest, refinishable. Made here board, and the independent woodworkers on Etsy heartwood aside, shops like Mercer & Sons, Roots to Table. EBONWOOD will build you a personalized solid maple or walnut board with free engraving that becomes a one-of-a-kind family piece. Cribbage is where heirloom costs the least and delivers the most. There's almost no excuse to buy a printed or plastic one. Solid walnut S-curve cribbage board with maple tracks and bloodwood inlay Manipulos names its tiers almost identically. That's the trap by the wrong word and you've got a laminate. This isn't Manipulos being shady, they disclose it, it's a buyer's attention test. Read the material line every time. Olive wood is the heirloom checker, not plastic chips. A solid board with plastic checkers is a half measure. Greek olive root checkers are dense, swirl-grained, and age into something better looking than the day you bought them. If a backgammon set is going to be the heirloom, the checkers have to earn it too. Insist on olive wood or hardwood, never resin. Mancala, dominoes, Chinese checkers, carom, nine men's Morris. What about the rest of the canon? The classics beyond chess and backgammon are where the asterisk independent woodworker quietly outcrafts the big brands and where a couple of famous names get exposed. Mancala. This is an Etsy slash independent maker win full stop. Solid walnut or cherry boards with hand-drubbed oil finishes from shops like Hearth and Pine Ontario and small U.S. family workshops run heirloom grade and personalized beautifully. Glass stones are traditional and fine. Dominoes. Here's a call out the brands won't volunteer. A wooden domino set usually means the asterisk case is wood and the tiles are plastic or resin. WE Games popular sets are explicit, heavy-duty plastic dominoes, in a sturdy wooden case. That's a handsome storage box, not an heirloom tile set. For the real thing you want asterisk wooden tiles and creative crafthouse handcrafts solid wood double 12 domino sets in a wooden box, that's the heirloom build. Read carefully, the wood you're paying for should be the tiles, not just the lid. Chinese checkers and aggravation wahoo. The Amish Mennonite marble game tradition owns this outright. These are showpiece heirlooms at mid two-figure to low three-figure prices and they shame any plastic equivalent. Druk's vintage wooden Chinese checkers, 1-inch solid stock, are a lovely second-hand hunt if you prefer the patina of an actual old American game. Carom. As noted, the correct heirloom carom board is a asterisk plywood slash Baltic birch playing surface in a solid hardwood frame. A wide solid panel would cup and kill the glide. Serco made in India is the canonical name. Their better boards pair an 8 to 20 ply surface with a solid hardwood frame. Don't penalize ply here, it's the right engineering. Nine Men's Morris, pure independent woodworker territory and a delight for it. Etsy makers build solid oak, ash, figured maple, and walnut boards with hardwood or maple ball pieces, oil and wax finished, often live edge. Low production volume, high craft, very heirloom, and because the board is small and the geometry simple, solid hardwood is affordable. The pattern across all of these. For the lesser-known classics, asterisk named independent maker who says solid beats a famous brand that says wooden case or stays quiet about the tiles. The Mennonite Amish marble boards are built to last generations. Board Game Geek's Heirloom Games Geek List and Amish Toy Box both point to Holmes County, Ohio shops Wingerd Wood making solid maple oak aggravation and Chinese checkers boards designed to last generations of play. Hand-painted solid-stock glass marbles. This is the genuine article at a non-luxury price. For Domino's, demand wooden tiles, don't be sold a wooden box. We Games openly pairs a wooden case with plastic tiles, fine for play, not an heirloom. If you want a hand-down Domino set, buy solid wood tiles. For example, Creative Craft House's handcrafted Double 12. The lid is not the heirloom, the tiles are. Are heirloom wooden games worth it, and how do you keep them alive? Worth it? Honestly, it depends on what you're buying for. The heirloom premium is not about gameplay. It's about two things. The asterisk object asterisk, a solid walnut board is a genuinely better thing to live with handle and display than a laminate, and the handoff only solid wood can be refinished into a second and third life. Note the one thing, it is not asterisk, an investment. Collectors are clear-eyed that even fine wood sets won't appreciate meaningfully. You buy them to keep and use, not to flip. If your goal is decor plus play plus legacy, the premium is easily worth it, especially in cribbage and the smaller classics where heirloom costs almost nothing extra. If your goal is purely play, it isn't, and anyone who tells you otherwise is selling. Keeping it alive is genuinely simple, and it's the part that makes the solid wood premium pay off. Dust dry, never wet. Wipe with a soft, dry microfiber cloth. Excess moisture seeps into the grain and causes warping or cracking. A damp cloth is the single most common way people quietly ruin a board. Condition a few times a year. A little natural oil, lemon oil, or a board-appropriate tungsten/Danish oil or beeswax restores the wood and prevents cracking. Avoid polishes with silicone or alcohol, they can wreck the finish. Control the environment. Keep it at roughly 40-60% humidity away from radiators, AC vents, and fireplaces. Rapid temperature and humidity swings are what crack wooden pieces straight down the middle. Placement matters more than people think. Store it flat. Leaning a board upright invites warping over time. Lay it down. Refinish when it's earned. This is the heirloom superpower. When the surface finally dulls or scratches after years of play, a solid board sands back and re-oils to better than new. A veneer or replica board can't take this step, which is exactly why it isn't an heirloom. Do this, and a solid hardwood game genuinely will outlive you. That's not sentiment, it's just material science plus a microfiber cloth. Hand-painted 19-inch solid oak Chinese checkers board with glass marbles by solid where it's cheap, skip it where it isn't worth it the smart play. Spend on solid wood for the small classics, cribbage Mancala 9 Men's Morris, where it costs almost nothing extra and the craft shines, and be relaxed about a printed surface board for casual travel play. Don't pay luxury cabinet money for a veneered compendium that won't refinish. That's the worst dollar to heirloom ratio in the category. Humidity is the real killer, not rough play. Chess and backgammon care guides agree, most cracked wooden pieces die from humidity swings, not from being knocked over. A board next to heat vent or fireplace will warp or split regardless of how gently you play. Keep it at 40-60% humidity, flat, away from heat sources. That single habit preserves a set for generations. Final verdict, buy the bones. Not the box. The word heirloom is now stamped on objects that can't survive being refinished, so ignore the product name and read the material line. Solid hardwood you can sand and re-oil for 50 years is the real thing. A veneer or replica wood surface, however pretty, is a one-generation object wearing a costume. My ranking rewards exactly that. The solid maple and walnut Amish board, the genuine ebony Stanton, the solid walnut Manipulos with olive wood checkers, the $44 heartwood cribbage board that quietly outcrafts cabinets 10 times its price. The honest makers tell you what you're getting. Manipulos labels its laminate replica. WS Game Company prints veneers right on the listing, so the information is there if you look. Spend on solid where it's cheap, cribbage Mancala 9 Men's Morris, and be relaxed about a printed board for casual play. Just don't pay luxury money for veneer and call it a legacy. One last disclosure, because it's how Puzzlewick operates, we sell nothing here. Every price, maker, and material above is real and sourced. When I told you the Amish board beats the heirloom edition cabinet, I had no financial reason to say it except that it's true. Buy once, oil it twice a year, store it flat, and let your grandkids fight over it. Frequently asked questions. What makes a wooden game an heirloom? Solid hardwood construction joined with real woodworking plus a maintainable finish. That combination lets the game be refinished and handed down across generations. Solid walnut, maple, oak, cherry, ebony, or boxwood can be sanded and re-oiled essentially forever. The surface goes back to new. A printed or veneered board can't take that step, so by definition it isn't built to be a hand-down. Pieces matter too. Weighted hardwood or hand-carved chessmen and olive wood glass game pieces complete the picture. In short, an heirloom game is one you can repair, not just replace. Solid wood versus veneer, how do I tell the difference and does it matter? It matters decisively for heirloom purposes. Solid wood is boards of the actual species, refinishable for decades. Veneer is a thin slice of real wood, often under a millimeter, glued to an MDF or plywood core, beautiful and stable, but it can only be lightly sanded once or twice before you break through to the substrate, so it can't be handed down the same way. To tell them apart, check the edges and corners. Solid wood wraps continuous grain around. Veneer shows a thin top layer over a different core. Heft it solid is heavier and read the maker's spec. Honest makers say solid or disclose veneer. A grain pattern that repeats is printed replica wood, not real. What's the best heirloom wooden game overall? It's solid hardwood throughout with real joinery. A dovetailed peg drawer plays the two most played games on earth and refinishes forever. It isn't the flashiest object available, but it's the one most likely to be on a grandchild's table decades from now, which is the entire definition of the category. What's the best wooden chess set to pass down? These are weighted billiard cloth-based, faithful to the 1849 Jack's pattern, and chess forum veterans report keeping them 25 plus years across their kids with no breakage. Avoid hollow unweighted pieces in any board that won't state its construction. What's the best heirloom backgammon set? The walnut board and dense, swirl-grained olive root checkers age beautifully and are fully refinishable. Buy only the listing that says solid walnut with olive wood checkers. Bello Games New York is the other premium name, though confirm whether burl pieces are solid or veneered. What's the best heirloom cribbage board? It's the best dollar-to-heirloom ratio in the whole category. Cribbage is where heirloom costs the least, so there's little reason to buy plastic. Are heirloom wooden games actually worth it? For play alone, no, a printed surface or budget wooden set plays identically and saves real money, so buy it without guilt if you just want to play. The premium buys two other things, a genuinely better object to handle and display and the ability to refinish it into a second and third life. It is not an investment, even fine wood sets rarely appreciate meaningfully. If your goal is decor plus play plus legacy, it's well worth it, especially for cribbage and the smaller classics where solid wood costs almost nothing extra. If your goal is purely gameplay, it isn't. What's the best heirloom wooden game to give as a gift? For a personalized gift, a solid walnut cribbage or Mancala board with free engraving from an independent woodworker makes a one-of-a-kind family piece. If presentation is everything and refinishability isn't the priority, the WS Game Company compendium photographs beautifully, just know its board is veneer. What's the best value heirloom wooden game? The pattern holds across the small classics. Cribbage, Mancala, and Nine Men's Morris give you true refinishable solid wood for very little money, because the boards are small and the craft is straightforward. How do you care for and maintain wooden games? Dust with a soft, dry microfiber cloth, never a wet one since moisture seeps into the grain and causes warping or cracking. Condition the wood a few times a year with a natural oil, lemon, or a board-appropriate tongue/Danish oil or beeswax to prevent cracking and avoid polishes containing silicone or alcohol. Keep the set at roughly 40 to 60% humidity. Away from radiators, AC vents, and fireplaces, rapid humidity swings, not rough play, are what crack pieces down the middle. Store boards flat, not leaning upright. And when the finish finally dulls after years, a solid wood board sands back and reoils to better than new, the heirloom superpower of veneer can't match. What's the best splurge heirloom wooden game? For backgammon, a luxury Bello Games New York Italian set in briar burl with leather and suede interior is the splurge equivalent. Where can I buy heirloom wooden games? For chess, House of Stanton, House of Staunton, com, the chess store and chess house. For backgammon, Manipulos, Manipulos. Come buy the solid line, not replica effect, and Bello Games New York. For solid hardwood classics, Chinese checkers, aggravation, chess checkers boards, Amish toy box, come Windsored Wood and other Amish Mennonite shops. For cribbage, Heartwood Creations, Heartwood.com, and Wood Expressions, Wood Expressions. Come for Mancala, Nine Men's Morris, and personalized boards, independent woodworkers on Etsy vet the shop and confirm solid hardwood. Puzzlewick sells none of these and takes no cut, we just point you at the makers.